Hey friend, Dana Gresh here. It's time to take the Holy Girl walk. It makes it easier to meditate on and memorize the Bible. The secret is walking. Your brain really does love it. The back and forth movement of your legs improves memory. If you walk with me for just 16 days, you'll have a whole chapter of the Bible memorized, Psalm 130. In season 4 of the Holy Girl Walk, we're going to explore the truth that we are forgiven and free. Lace up and let's go. That's how long I kept a record of my sin. 10 years. Sitting in the back row at church, relegating my service to making brownies for Bible study, never teaching, never testifying, heaven forbid. I kept a record of my sin for a long time. Sometimes I'd wake up in the morning and the sun would be shining into my bed, birds would be singing, and it felt so hopeful. Then I'd remember my sin. Oh yeah, that. I know what it's like to keep a record of sin. To sit in a proverbial prison of self-penance, and maybe you've kept a record too. Don't. The point of understanding our need for mercy, to be honest with ourselves about sin, is not to hold our record close, but to allow God to throw it far away. His word promises us this: for as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his steadfast love toward those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far does he remove our transgressions from us. Psalm 103:11-12. The east and west can never meet, my friend, not ever. So then why? Why does God let us feel the pain of our sin? Well, our need drives us to God. At least in my own story, that was the case. I eventually could not stand the pain of my shame, and I had to run to him. If you're feeling weighed down by a record of sin, consider it an invitation from him to come to him. Will you accept it? Will you run to his mercy today? We're going to stack the first three verses of Psalm 130 on top of one another. Out of the depths I cry to you, Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to my cry for mercy. If you, Lord, kept a record of sins, Lord, who could stand? That's verses 1 through 3. Now, I've been around a while, and there's one thing I'm sure of. Keeping the secrets of your sins, mistakes, and shame just never results in freedom. You cannot outlive your secrets. I read about a minister in California who once got a late-night call. A man was dying in a hospital room. Now, for years, this man had carried a secret guilt. Decades before, he'd been involved in a tragic hit-and-run accident that actually ended up killing a woman and her children. He never confessed, never sought forgiveness. When the minister arrived to this man's bedside, the man snarled at him and told him to leave. But the minister lingered, quietly waiting. Finally, the dying man said, "I may as well tell you." He told his whole story, confessed it all. Then the minister made a shocking announcement. The little boy who'd survived the accident, the one nobody knew about, became a minister and was standing in that very room. Imagine, the man he'd been running from was now the one offering forgiveness. In that moment, a lifetime of guilt shattered. And that man died in peace, set free by the mercy he'd never dared hope for. Hey, I'd love to hear your freedom story. How has Jesus set you free from the law of sin and death? Would you jump on to my Instagram page and tell me? I have encouragement there for my Holy Girl Walkers. And remember, you can enhance your meditation of Psalm 130 with a copy of Forgiven and Free, a 16-day Bible memory guide to Psalm 130. It's available exclusively at my websites, danagresh.com or mytruegirl.com. Happy walking, friend.